All right, so yeah, go for it.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Just let it flow. Just yeah. Let it flow.
Let's start again.
Salaam alaikum.
Hello, everyone. Generation 2.0 coming to you live, pre-recorded from Manchester. How's everyone doing? How's everything going? Hello, everyone. Generation 2.0 coming to you from Manchester. We are here for our second podcast. And today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. One of them has been time management, a big thing with ethnic minorities. A lot of people have heard of black man time. What is it called?
Arab
BMT.
Time.
What's that?
Arab time is probably even worse than black man time, to be honest.
I think so as well.
Yeah, I think black man time times two equals Arab time. Asians, I don't know.
Asians are in the middle, though.
Yeah, probably somewhere
in the
middle.
It can be late. Depends on who they actually are. Not the actual. Because Arab is unanimous. Every single person's late.
Yeah, generally.
Asians that make money basically are always on time.
Get money, make money.
Exactly.
Anyone that makes money.
Exactly.
On time.
When money's involved, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like early. Yeah. If you're always late, but then you're never late for an interview, you're never late for anything else. That, you know, trying to.
I've been late for an interview before.
Yeah.
Did you get the job?
I've been to that many interviews in the last few months. You know what? I actually did for that one. Yeah, I was about 10 minutes late and I started getting it.
What kind of job was it?
It was just like marketing.
Just marketing.
Yeah. Just marketing.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Sorry, everybody in marketing. Just marketing.
Online, there was a bit of BS around it, so.
A bit of fraud.
It was mainly commission-based. No, not
that fraud,
way.
Is it?
Was
it like Wolf of Wall Street?
No, it wasn't that. It was mainly commission-based, innit? It was overhyped, the company and everything. But
fair enough.
One of them sales cults.
One of them ones, yeah.
Yeah, one of them ones. You'll get rich.
Get rich quick scams.
Oh, the man himself. Yo.
Put him on the podcast. Put him on speaker.
Yusuf, you're on the podcast, big man.
We are speaking about people being late, and this guy is 3 hours late. Let's hear what he has to say.
3 hours? No, mazal, sa'a akhra.
Speak in English, please.
I'm guessing you started, huh?
Yeah, we started. We're live. The people are hearing you.
Mazal, okay, shout out to the man, man.
By the way, this is going to be subtitled.
Yeah.
Probably.
Who's going to do it all?
خيرك تأخرت.
Yo, this is typical Yusuf.
Yusuf. What did he say? What did he say?
Yeah, just speak, man. Where are you at? Are you still in Jewsbury?
Yeah.
You said you're about to get on the other.
خليك في Jewsbury, Yusuf. Well, it closes in an hour.
Yeah, the
place closes in an hour.
By the way,
so
you don't need to shout because you're right next to the microphone.
No, I'm trying to talk to him.
What'd you say?
Do
you think we should pause this?
Serious?
Let's carry on, it's fine.
We can edit it, innit? Edit it out.
Yeah, Allah, it closes in an hour, bro.
That's such one of them moments where, like, Yusuf was making excuses here.
And then
shows us laughing.
Yeah, fast forward that.
What's happening then? What's the reason this time?
Nah, I can't justify it, man, to be honest. It's quite complex. It's beyond explanation.
You live in Jewsbury, bro. What do you have to do in Jewsbury that keeps you busy?
There you go. I live in Jewsbury. That says it all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stay
in Jewsbury.
Alright,
for
today you're gonna have to stay in Jewsbury, sorry mate.
Yo, no Manchester.
You're still coming to Manchester,
Yeah, I'm coming, inshallah. I need to be there anyway, so I can
Alright, okay.
Just chilling with his boys.
Of course, obviously, with
man,
gang. Nice one, Yusuf.
With gang.
Let's dead it there.
Gang.
What are you saying?
We're gonna have to get back to the people.
I appreciate that.
The people are calling,
We've done nothing, to be honest. We've just been chatting.
In the past hour, I called you at 2 o'clock.
It's late. We're gonna have to drop the call because
we were talking about dropping members today as well.
And he's always late, and now he's gonna have to call us from Dewsbury.
I was late on purpose. I gave you a topic to talk about.
Oh, right. Okay.
Smash it, Yusuf. Welcome, office.
Anyway, 100%. Yeah. Have a good day. Have a good day, pal.
I'm sure Zubair understands.
Yeah.
Zubair's angry right now. He's fuming.
Yeah, I'm fuming. Brexit means Brexit.
This is why we don't trust our brothers from Jesus.
Honestly, I've got a really good reason. It's just explaining it. It's
phone,
oh, oh yeah.
Sweet. When we see I've never heard that.
Of course, you're
it.
It's so Libyan.
See you when Khalas Ninkos when you get here.
I'm
gonna be about.
I'm gonna be at home, yo.
You going home?
Yeah, probably.
Who's gonna say?
Yeah. You've missed it. You missed the train, yo.
Literally, missed the train.
We'll make money, get money, make money.
But I'm just.
Alright, let's go. Huh?
What slapping was that? His phone was too bright.
Hello.
All right, let's go,
baby.
We recorded, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Back to recording.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So we don't want to spend too much time about time management, but let's give the people, everyone, our listeners, our people, what we think is the best way to manage your time. How did you solve the problem of time management? Because I used to be a late guy. Okay. My dad's got a saying.
Yeah.
Because you can never be on time. You have to be early, which is true. Because you're gonna time it to be, you know, 9 o'clock on the dot, on the minute. You're always gonna be 9:01, aren't you? You're either gonna be 9:01 or 8:59.
So you're early on.
You're early or late. Yeah. So you know, you're gonna have to time it to be 10 minutes early, or 15 minutes early.
What do you think? What do I think?
I was watching a film once. I forgot the name of the film, but it goes, if you can't be on time, it was American. So that's bad American accent. If you can't be on time, be early. They're talking about a bank robbery, so most important, especially when you're robbing banks, be early.
I think one of the best things to sleep early as well. Obviously, staying up does not help.
Yeah, of course.
But then, so that's about. But like time management in general, what do you?
In general,
yeah. Would
Yusuf's golden
always
nugget.
Always
Eunice's golden nugget of advice.
Yeah,
always. I always plan to be half an hour early.
See, wow. that's really good. That's really good.
I always plan to be half an hour early. Tried it today, but it didn't work out. But I was here last week, 10:30, and then everyone else came an hour later. So I think I can,
you know what,
compensate for
I
that.
I started doing this recently. I'd usually get to the place half an hour before. I think that's the best way.
I think it is as well.
You're not going to turn up to like a job interview or something else 15 minutes, 20 minutes before. I'm going to tell you why you're this early.
Speaking about job interviews, I've heard that it's actually bad to be more than 20 minutes early. It shows that you're a bit too eager, so you should time it, even if you are half an hour early.
Just chill outside.
Go for a walk outside or stay in a cafe.
Well, that's what I do.
50 minutes strolling, that's what you do.
That's what I mean, though. I'll stay like, in front of the place. And then
how much time do you think in the world people have spent waiting for job interviews like that?
Yeah. To be honest with you,
a lot of people just have one walking around with no purpose, absolutely no purpose, apart from killing 10 minutes to enter their job interview.
I've actually got a problem with being very late. Like even with the university, with anything, even my job just before I left, I was always late. I've got a problem. Because you know why? I'm always trying to be on time. Like I'm trying to time it to be on time. For example, I've got a lecture, I've got a workshop at 9 or 10. I try to time it exactly, you know, 8:57 or 9. Do you get me?
Because your time is so precious. Well, that's the way
it's
you
not really precious. I don't know.
You like to be efficient like that, don't you?
Yeah, I like to be on the dot, but it just never happens. I'm always late. Like for example, it never works. I had a workshop that day and I came like, was it 10 minutes late? Yeah, and the lecturer didn't even let me in. He just waved. Yeah, he was just like this from behind the door.
A lot of people.
And I had to turn around and go home.
That must have been embarrassing.
Not really. I don't care. I just went home. And
some blackboard. That's for the people.
Exactly.
That's for the people who are coming into university.
Yeah, but then it's...
It's on blackboard, don't worry.
I'm not going to lie. It pissed me off, though, because it took me 45 minutes to get to university. And, you know, I was 10 minutes late. And the guy
How far did you live from university?
I don't know. I don't know in miles. But it takes me 45 minutes to get there.
Door to door.
Say what? Yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly if I had a car, if I was driving, it'd take me like 20 minutes.
Takes me 45 minutes to get to work from my house to town. Yeah. Spinningfields.
Takes us an hour to get across Manchester at least. It's not Bolton.
Okay, yeah, I think I appreciate Bolton more now. I can just walk everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, but you don't have as much things in Bolton.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It's quieter though.
Is there chickens in Bolton?
Is it? In the farms, possibly. Yeah.
There's farms, bro.
But you know, just like in the street. I imagine
it's not India, mate. It's not India or Pakistan.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm sending it. Wow. I've got Pakistani friends. I'm not racist.
Ooh. Why would you not say Libya? Because I've been to Libya and I've
seen dogs. Seen this. I've not seen chicken.
I've seen a chicken cross
I've
the road.
I've seen dogs.
Yes. Listen, I've been to Libya and I've seen a chicken cross the road right in front of me. It was actually very funny.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah, it was actually right in front of me.
That's crazy. Back to time management.
Yeah.
I think time management coincides with how dedicated you are to that certain thing.
Because
if you really want the job, or if you really are like or dedicated to university, yeah, or dedicated to a podcast, you'd want. I'm sending. No, I'm joking. Yeah. That affects how early you are. And if you're on time or early, let's say, because there's no such thing as
success
on time.
Success comes from good time management or perfect, excellent time management.
Excellent time management and consistency.
And that's actually the key to success. People always talk about key. It's actually that. Because if you manage your time correctly, you can get so much done in that 24 hours.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? 100%. How many hours of sleep do you need?
Especially if you wake up early.
Max 8 hours of sleep. Yeah. You can function on 6. Yeah, and then after that, you've got the rest of the day to do everything. Mm. You can go to the gym, you can go to a 9-to-5 job, and after that, you can still do even more. Do you know what I mean? It all comes down to managing and organizing your time correctly.
So Abdullah's on 6 hours sleep today. Let's have a feel of what he thinks.
What did you do last night? What kept you up?
Playing FIFA right in front of your face.
You're just playing
FIFA? Yeah.
Yes. I was playing Fortnite, I'm not going to lie.
Fortnite.
I gave in to the hype, I was playing Fortnite.
Okay, this is a really Fortnite. Good topic.
You know, I tried playing it, I just can't. I'm just rubbish.
Yeah, like, because you probably...
Guys, like,
how sick are you?
Quickly, like, walls to block the shots, everything. Like, I can't. I turn around, I get shot on the spot. Yo. I'm so bad at these games, man.
Why are you stopping? Did it hear the click? Did you hear the click?
Yeah.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back on, baby.
Right. Oh, we're back, baby. Oh, baby, we're back, baby.
Khalas, that's good, that's good.
Okay, so who saw the most interesting topic of the news this week?
Well,
what was it last week? Drake featuring on Ninja's.
We talked about it a bit. And
breaking the records for Twitch.
That's mad. Yeah.
Some might say that's God's plan.
Oh my God,
that's such a recycled joke. You had to say that.
You know what they
everywhere on Twitter.
Muhammad's the dad joke.
You know what I hate?
Yeah, it actually is, yo.
But here's the thing.
He's like Facebook. Everything
with memes, though.
All the jokes.
No matter how many times they're recycled, you still find them funny. Like, I still see memes from like the Drake. Do you know the little Drake picture from his album cover? Do you know
the
one
views.
Where he's sitting everywhere?
For views.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the one where he sat down and they just put him on top of a building.
Yeah, I saw that.
After Twitch, I mean, there was basically a meme where they had him on top of the Fortnite, when they build like a fort in Fortnite. they put him on top of the fort. I don't know. I found that hilarious.
He blew up Twitch here, and you got loads of celebrities on it as well. I was watching Gary Vee.
Ninja's actually good as well.
Yeah, he's trying to. He was buying all the stuff for a setup because I think he was trying to play. I'm not sure, but like it got loads of celebrities looking at Twitch and looking at. People are famous on Twitch, you get what I mean? It got recognized.
Well, that's the thing, esports is becoming huge right now. Like, you've got this year alone, I think I think Manchester City got bought a team and bought players. So there's official Manchester City esports players. So
like,
Manchester City,
I know that,
has a team and has players.
Do you know what
gaming
dirty Arab money
that play with him?
Do you know what League of Legends is?
I know what League of Legends is.
Do you guys know?
Nah.
It's basically one of them.
It's like World of Warcraft, but a bit different.
It's similar to World of Warcraft, and there's multi-millionaires off winning
mad.
Like a contest and stuff like that. Same thing with Call of Duty, and you've seen like
bashes that don't make money.
That's crazy.
Speaking about yourself, it sounds like some pain in that voice.
That's someone that bashes FIFA.
And you get paid off it.
Well,
I've played 200 games of Ultimate Team.
KSI started with FIFA though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So now he's a boxer.
FIFA and what else?
FIFA.
Yeah, it's Majo. Guy went from like playing FIFA in his bedroom to doing boxing.
I want
to
speak about KSI, you know. Do you know with KSI, it's... do you know how everyone's there like, oh, I don't like... KSI now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it came from, because if you think about it, do you know, because he's 24, 25, he's still like young, you know.
Yeah.
And so he came from the years that he was on YouTube is between 17 and 25, and those years a lot of people change.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where it comes from.
The audience changes as well.
Yeah. So that's why certain YouTubers like Casey Neistat and Peter McKinnon, they don't get as much stick because they're the same person. They're older. They know who they are.
Yeah, true.
If you know what I mean. Interesting point. You know what I mean?
Like, people they don't say he changed, but of course he's going to change.
He's 17, 25. He's gonna, we all change. Big man just came through like the first few years of adulthood.
Well, yeah, apparently they're actually going to do the fight in Manchester, you know, the Logan Paul fight.
Yeah, yeah, it's in Manchester. I think it's in
MEN.
That's the one.
That's like one of the big arenas for boxing usually, so it should be good that, you know. It's going to bring in a lot of money.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Stupid
like
money. Yeah.
Manchester, out of all the cities in the UK or in the world.
Probably one of the cheapest venues as well for the youngsters.
Manchester taking over, man.
Yeah, it actually is. For Logan Paul to come all the way from America, to fight here in Manchester, it's actually big for Manchester. Do you know what I mean? As a city, it's growing.
Yeah, especially quickly. For sports. It's the biggest one for sports.
In general,
See, that's the other thing, because you mentioned it the other day when you said it's... Oh, I think Abdullah mentioned it, actually, when you said it's the media hub.
Yeah, it's not almost just BBC. Because like, they literally have a media city. But, like, I only just noticed this, like, when I was going in Northern Quarter the other day. And, like, a lot of the places there, the offices and stuff, they're... Everything's just media based. It's really weird. Like, I thought it was just Media City where you're gonna find all the media stuff, but everywhere in town, I mean, town, you got like Social Chain, Lad Bible, you got everything there.
Sport Bible, obviously. Lad Bible's got a sweet chain.
Yeah, all of that. So all of that's in town, and then on top of that, you got Media City where places like the BBC and stuff work, and other companies, which is crazy. And then the football teams. Everything, you got everything in Manchester right now.
Yeah, you're right, wallah.
It's popping off, it's the place to be in.
So even though it might not be the huge city in the world, which it is, but even if it isn't, because it's got the media hub, it makes it seem like it has a lot more attention now. It's putting money on the map.
It
so
is putting money on the map.
Money's putting money on the map.
0161. 0161.
So,
but I'm 0124.
So we have Media City and we have Salt. And by the way, looking at the BBC careers, because, you know, don't tell my current job, but I'll probably edit that bit out, actually. Looking at the BBC careers, they've got a graduate scheme for journalism, and in Manchester, the stream for the graduate scheme is sports. So I think it's actually a headquarters of sports as well. So not just media, but sports media.
Sports of course, because we've got two big teams. Do you get what I mean?
Two of the best teams.
Yeah.
They're first and seconds, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right at the moment,
At the moment, right now, and obviously. Sorry, Abdullah.
So guys, this...
Sorry, Abdullah has to say something.
It's a point I have to make about, obviously, football's involved, but two big teams and you support Liverpool and you're from Manchester. Can someone explain this? Is that acceptable? Sorry. I mean, you're from Bolton, so
I was born in Trafford.
Do we have to bring this up every single time?
I was born in Trafford.
Yeah, you have to. Like, you're from Manchester. I was born. You had the choice of City or United.
I think this is where we enter transgression to football. Never-ending dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. Let's cut it short. Let's end it here.
This is an off-topic conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back to, what was it, time management?
Mm. We'll go back to time management.
Yeah, what do you think, Abdullah, about time management? What do you do?
Like I said, I arrive half an hour
earlier. You arrive half an hour earlier, but, like, how do you organise your days? How do you, make the best of the day?
I think, first of all, it depends how big of a matter it is to me. So if it matters, it's something I actually want to do and I'm dedicated to it. Unfortunately, today it didn't prove because we arrived really late. But if it's something that I really want to do, I'll always be, you know, managing my day around that thing and saying, oh, I need to get to this place at this and that time. And I put it in my head and then I'll arrive early.
Redundancy soon come.
Do you know who PMAC Fitness is?
No.
Basically, I follow this guy on Instagram. He's a fitness guru and a fitness, he's a personal trainer as well. And I think one of the best things is if you wake up early, especially like before sunrise, if you wake up at like 4 or 5 o'clock, that guy gets mad stuff. He has like, he trained like 10 clients in one day. So, and I don't think
a lot of people probably go in before work and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so he's got like 3-4 people going in before work, and then he's got certain people do it during their break.
You know,
and he proper time manages well. And he finishes at like 7-8 o'clock.
That's a really interesting point, because all the studies into billionaires' lifestyle. Not millionaires, but billionaires—the ones who there's only a few of. they all wake up really early.
Yeah.
And start off their day with exercise. So, you know, and The Rock on social media is huge, and you can see from him as well. He's got his Rock Clock. Yeah. Shout yeah. out to me for sponsorship, Rock. Rock drama. Interview soon come. But then he's got it set to 4:30 a.m. So what he's done is like you can wake up with The Rock at 4:30 a.m. So you're waking up at exactly the same time. Yeah. Obviously, it only works in America if you've got the same time zone and blah blah blah. But The Rock clock is set to 4:30 a.m. As a default, and so you know everything gets done in that time, and then you've got the whole day to sort of do whatever you want after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get the most important things done. And I don't know if you guys have heard of another person called Tai Lopez.
Yeah.
He obviously sells a lot of stuff for very expensive stuff. But one of the things that he said for free is that you can write 10 things down, 10 things that you want to get accomplished in a day on a piece of paper and cross them out. And, you know, that's a really simple technique that can...
To-do lists are really good.
To-do list, exactly.
With time management. Exactly. Actually writing it down.
And then crossing it off as soon as it's done.
Exactly, yeah, that's quite powerful. Like, I've heard a lot of people talk about writing stuff down, whether it's organizing your time or just writing down your goals.
Yeah.
Because it usually, I don't know how, but it helps you achieve those goals. I've never tried it. I've actually never tried it. I'm...
Time management.
Yeah.
End up doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So Mohammed's trying to show us his notes and how he writes everything down. But yeah, I've never done it. And I think it does work, but I don't know why I'm not trying it. I don't know where this is going to
push
be
yourself.
Fair.
It's push yourself.
You have to. You have to do it. I think you have to do it.
This is a moment of epiphany.
Yeah.
But you can edit that out because I didn't know what I was saying there. But the thing is, I zone out while I'm talking sometimes. Like I'm saying something, I completely zone out.
Is it because you are low on sleep as well?
No. I probably chatting rubbish. But I had one point, but I started dragging it out. But yeah, I don't do it. But apparently, it's a good thing.
Let's talk about something that you are good at: social media marketing.
I'm not good at that. I'm
okay.
I have
it's
an
good.
Idea.
Is it okay?
Started. Can we say this? Can we say what we've started?
You can do. Yeah. No, you could talk about myself and what I've done. But
tell us about that.
Yeah. So when I last summer, I decided to start a social media marketing company. And it didn't go very well because it was like a one-man show and I couldn't really do everything. And that's where, that's good. That links to time management because I remember when I started, there was a lot to do and one person couldn't possibly do everything on the same day. Do you get what I mean? Because it was getting too hectic. Even with good time management and organizing my time and everything, it was a bit hard to do. Do you get what I mean?
So just to give people a context, you are how old?
I'm 20, almost 21, yeah.
20, so you started this marketing company at 19 years old, being like last year.
Yeah, just turned 20.
Turned 20?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, it's good. It's good to try different stuff. I mean, I like to read about stuff and just go into it head first and just try it out. Do you get what I mean? Because you learn best from experience and... It's not good to sit down and plan everything and overplan it and overthink it. Just try it out. Do you know what I mean? I tried it out and it didn't work because with university and everything, it was a bit hard to sort of get everything done. But, you know, it's always there. Like, I can always start it again if I wanted to. And it's just good to start stuff.
If we can share one thing from this podcast is try everything head first. Don't worry about overthinking and planning. And this is most evident with our podcast right now.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we've never done a podcast. Some of us have been involved in like sort of teams that do podcasts and stuff like that, like Abdullah.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we do a podcast. So, you know, we're trying it out. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Do you get what I mean? But
it will.
Hopefully it will, yeah. But, you know, it's good to try.
How important?
That's what people are always scared to try. But yeah, carry
how
on.
Important is it to be positive?
To be an optimist.
That is the most important thing. You know, after time management, it's that. Because those two things, time management and positivity, are the two things that sort of, if you don't have them, it's a problem. You won't be successful. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because you always face barriers and you always face... When you think about a podcast, it wasn't even possible. When we wanted to start this podcast, we didn't even have this space. We didn't have this station. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then we decided and we were determined to get this rolling and working. So we found a way. Do you know what I mean? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's, and then the positivity comes on comes along, because you know, when we first started, we didn't know how to work these microphones. We didn't know how to do this. I mean, if we were negative, then we would have just left everything, you know, and be like, oh, no, this is too much effort. You know, we can't do this. But then with positivity, it keeps you going. Do you know what I mean? Even the bad days, it keeps you going.
Quick shout out to MMU, who are letting us use their studio to record these sessions. A beautiful studio with a beautiful view. So we talked about time management and positivity, and now I want to just tie them in together right now and get Abdullah's experience, because he's not had too much to say. What do you think of positivity and
positivity?
And
I think we'll just use us as an example. Basically, okay. I think, like you said, 2 weeks ago we wouldn't have been thinking this is possible at all.
Boom! And 2 weeks is round about where we started, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. And you came here right now. That's 2 days of recording. Our first one, it took us about 4 hours to actually understand how to record, how to get the sound right, and obviously the mics and the cameras and everything, but we're here and we're recording. So if you're positive, you'll find a way. Like, if, and plus, yeah, if you want to make something happen, you have to be positive about it. You have to approach it in a sort of way where you want to get it, and rather than just half-heartedly or whatever. We were speaking about this before and how much you actually want to sort of smash this out. So hopefully second recording we learn a bit more, get it done quicker, and it's been good for the first two recordings.
I think there's a fine line between positivity and realism as well,
yeah,
because a lot of people get a bit too gassed and then they don't understand that certain things cannot be done at certain stages.
I fully agree with that. I think that's another point that sort of puts people off. Yeah. They have high expectations and they're not realistic.
Yeah.
And it puts you off, because at the beginning, when you start something, nothing will go your way. Nothing you've planned will you know, follow that plan. So it puts people off. Do you know what I mean? So you just need to be, you need to go with the flow. Yeah.
I read that you shouldn't be a perfectionist, because nothing will go without
exactly.
You making mistakes.
Don't have high expectations.
Exactly.
We are humans. At the end of the day, we are going to make mistakes. You know, I remember writing back who wrote their spellings and back in the first spelling test, who got 4 marks. Ever since then, no one. Everyone got 98%. If that was good, you know what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. It puts people off starting new things. You know, starting a new business, starting a new sport, because you feel like you're not doing it well, or there's people out there doing it better, but you haven't given it a shot. You haven't tried. You haven't, like, for a business or for anything to work, you have to try it for a couple of months, a year, 2 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
If it doesn't work after that, then you can change and then try something else. But you need to give it time.
So people shouldn't dwell on the failure, but rather should learn quickly from it and move on.
Yeah, I think this ties in personally with my experience in school with the self-belief and actual optimism. A lot of people thought they couldn't do certain things in college, and they didn't do certain subjects because people were telling them, oh, it's too hard. So they thought, you know what, I'm not going to be able to get certain grades and stuff like that. This is just one specific example. And eventually, I talk to them now in university, they're doing a degree they don't want, and they're like, oh, I could have done that, you know. I'm actually good at this, I could have done that. So they start thinking. Yeah.
You start regretting.
You start regretting, and then you take in too much external opinion. Like, how's he going to know what's best for you, or she going to know what's best for you? Do you know what I mean?
We can link that with time management again. Like, if you manage your time correctly, you always have time to try different things.
Sorry.
So for example, you're working a 9-to-5 job, I don't know, or you're in uni, you've got from, you know, lectures from 9 till 5. In the evening, you can always dedicate like 2 hours for something new, you know, try a new sport, try and start a business, you know, and just stay consistent on that for a long time. And then, you know, and then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, you try something else.
I think,
do you know what I mean? It all comes down to time management.
I think a lot of people do have for my age, 18-year-olds, Yanni, they do have a lot of time on their hands, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But I feel like it comes with motivation, it comes with what you want to actually... Do you want to actually do this? Do you want to... do you believe in yourself to actually go and do this? A lot of the time they think, but can I do that, though? Is it possible for me to do that?
Honestly, it's down to maturity as well.
Yeah,
some people mature faster than others, and they realise that life isn't as easy as it looks. And that's when you realise that, that's sort of motivation for you to do something. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, I can go to university and secure a job or whatever. But then they don't realise that the real world is harder than it is. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, for me, I took two gap years before starting university, and I worked, and I found out how everything works, yeah, just before going into uni. So now, while I'm at uni, I'm trying to do other stuff because I know that after I graduate, it won't be as easy as people think it is. Do you get what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You have to sort of
don't live a fantasy.
Yeah, don't live a fantasy. Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it.
It's hard to explain that line between being positive and then being realistic, because and then if you say be realistic, you'll be like, oh, but can I do this? And then people start not believing in themselves.
Here's the thing about being positive. Being positive doesn't just mean being positive when things are going good. It means being positive when things are going bad and they're exactly, going wrong and you're making mistakes and you're facing hard times.
So exactly,
that is the key to remember about being positive. Obviously you can't change how you feel or it will be hard, but it's easier to sort of not focus on the failure and quickly try and learn from it and apply it next time. And going back to let's for example we made a mistake in not organizing our podcast really well. We learned that it's best to sort of research topics and then come to an agreement on the topic and have a look at it the day before and be ready to speak about it on the Saturday. So it's more learning about that, and the more you focus on learning, the more you can't lose, because you're either winning or you're learning.
That's what Michael Jordan said. He said, I never lose, I only learn.
Look at Michael Jordan now. The point of regret, though, really deep point I want to bring up is Gary V, # sponsorship. He pointed out that you should go into a old people's home to volunteer for a few days, 2 days or a day.
I heard that, and
watch how you feel, see how you feel after that day. The biggest mistake of humans, or the most conquering feeling for humans, is regret at our age. So this is going to tie into another thing, but it's another topic that we should sort of propel for our viewers to avoid the feeling of regret. What is it that you want to do? Do that. Recycled Gary V quote, but it's true.
If something works, recycled everyone's quote.
Well, this is it. This is a platform where we can choose all the best quotes that we think really applied and edit them out and edit this bit out.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. They can hear everything. It's all right. But
thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah.
Shall I outro it?
Yeah, I think we've spoken about everything. Do you have anything
let's get some banter in there.
Shall we get a story in?
Yeah, let's get some banter.
That's something good to do, get a topic going. Quick topic, so...
What's your topic?
Well,
have you got anything interesting to
obviously
share?
These are going
to
be the 15-second clips.
Are you just going to look at news?
I
saw that on your phone, then I was like, raw.
Because this guy, and Andek, them guys that do ITV and all that stuff, all them shows.
Saturday Night Takeaway, man.
He crashed his car the other night because he was
sorry.
And he crashed and nearly killed this guy and his daughter. And obviously, a lot of people have been defending him, a lot of the media outlets and stuff. And it's embarrassing, the way they're going about it. He's going through a hard time or whatever. Well, that's how people see it. And
why is he going through a hard time?
Driving. I don't know.
Because he was on cocaine last year, I think, wasn't he?
Was he on cocaine?
Something like that. He was in rehab for cocaine or something.
Yeah, and now he's drink driving.
Yeah,
and he had the show to record on ITV. They've put it off, obviously. So it's crazy, though, because the guy rammed his car into this man and his daughter, and he could have easily killed his daughter. She could have easily been paralyzed.
If it was a Muslim, it would have been a different story.
The guy I think it would have been anyone in a minority, personally. What does the headline say? Steps down from TV. That's all he... And seeks treatment. Because... See how they're making him sound like a victim?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a tricky topic, but I'm just saying out there. Saying for the people.
Well, that's part of the media corruption. Can we call it that?
Yeah.
Or, it's a bias. And that's one of the things that our generation is going to work to solve, or hopefully isn't going to play into, because our generation is a lot more informed as to these media narratives than
we'd like to think, at least.
At least we'd like to think that. Well, because social media plays a big role as well.
True. But like even social media now is getting a bit, you know, it's getting a bit fake. It's not now. I mean, it was getting fake a long time ago.
I don't know if you realize the stuff with Facebook and how Facebook is being sued everywhere now, because Facebook is basically being told that it used people's personal data and sold it to companies for profit gain.
How does that happen? What does it mean, people post it? People like and stuff?
Everything. People's contact details, date of birth.
Because they know how some things that you can't show on your profile.
Yeah.
Or I think you're able to show, but people choose not to.
Yeah.
Like a phone number, you fully can't. But I think they might have been selling that. I think it might be something wrong.
It was a company called Cambridge Analytics that was being hired. I think it's called Cambridge Analytics, something like that. And, you know, that was the main company that's now being on the spotlight for using the Facebook data. But the point is that it's not just Facebook that does it.
Don't you sort of sign up to that, though? When you sign up to their platform, you're sort of signing up to give your information.
Well, here's the thing. That's how
Facebook made their
money. No, but to Facebook, though, not to everyone else on the bloody market.
That's true.
Are you sure, though? Have you ever read...
Have to actually read the terms and conditions.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest, no one reads the terms and conditions. I'm a bit skeptical, but I still don't read it.
I'm pretty sure if you read the terms and conditions, you'll find
that, yeah.
You can't really do anything about it, because one of my jobs that in the past few months was I was working at a call center, and when you call people up, obviously the information that we receive, the data that's sold to us, would have been through surveys or, you know, pages maybe like Facebook, but in the terms and conditions it would say that it can, otherwise it's illegal, and obviously it's not the FCA, which is the people that officiate contact centers or whatever,
Financial Conduct Authority.
Obviously, Mo studied law, big man. Mo's our lawyer, yeah, so what's all it?
They're on news. If you're getting that
fake. Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. It's not just Facebook. Facebook is only being attacked because it's the biggest player in the game. Yeah. It's not fair that Facebook is being attacked. That is the point. Now, every company out there sells its information a lot more than Facebook does.
I know, but you're signing up to that. You've signed up to their platform, and you've signed that it's okay for them to share your information. Well, do you know what I mean?
That's debatable. Eunice thinks you're signing up to Facebook, but you're not signing up for Facebook to share your information.
Yeah. But it's a rule, though, if you sign
but
up.
But I understand that Facebook needs to use it, because obviously they need to provide the best service they can to their customers. Yeah. But I don't want... Why would you sell it to everyone else as well? Do you know what I mean? I don't think that's the part of it. Abdullah said, if you read the terms and conditions, there's probably something in there about that.
The terms and conditions are there, though. Why?
Yeah.
It's your choice to read those terms and conditions. If you're one of them people, like, there's people that are so worried about terms and conditions there, they'll actually read through them and they'll notice that and they won't sign up for it. So why would you, if you really care that much, you would have read through your terms
and conditions?
Some people are actually very paranoid. I remember I was working at Vodafone, and basically we get people, you know, to sign a contract at the end after they take out a phone. And one guy, this is like the first and probably last time it happened, one guy actually took the paper and sat in a corner and he read all the terms and conditions. And he was like, I have to check. He seemed so paranoid about it, like something's happened to him in the past. Do you know what I mean?
I think so, maybe. Yeah.
But he's right. No one really.
But who's got the time for that?
Exactly. And that's why companies use that, like Facebook, when you signed up. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. In
that's how a lot of companies make their money. You just sign up. Yeah. You think, oh, you sit down and you think, how are they making their money? But then you don't realize that they're actually taking all your information.
Yeah. Sign up now and worry later. And legally speaking, what we studied is that even in any contract, when you have a terms and conditions that are not clear, that gets brought up to the attention of the courts later on, whether it was made clear that, you know, what they call a critical term, so your information being sold onto another company, for example, was part of the original deal. If it was in a small print, then, you know, you got a pretty good case of not being aware of it, and that company should have done more to let you know that your information was going to be sold. So it's a point for law, but that the point of Facebook being the main target now. I mean, it's easy to criticize Facebook because they're the biggest player in the game.
Yeah.
But what about all the other companies that missell information? Yeah. To all the other,
you know what's weird,
because it's an industry thing, isn't it? Everyone does it.
There's got to be like phone companies and like telecom companies and stuff like that, like in general, where they're actually selling this information straight from the get-go. Because I remember contacting people and people telling me, like, I've only had this number for a day. Like, they say, only had this number for a day. And a lot of people are saying that. So, obviously, because then in the terms and conditions of these companies, it does say, we can pass your details on to third party. Do you agree to it or not? Obviously, in terms and conditions with some of these companies. And then sometimes, obviously, some of them are actually selling them illegally, even these big companies, because there's a lot of money in it. It's like, because I was speaking to someone who's been involved in something, and he said, sort of towards that, and he says it's almost like selling drugs in this country, where selling illegal database and passing it on to contact centers and stuff. It's actually crazy.
Yeah, that's
mad. How people get away with it and stuff. It's mad.
What do they do with the information?
Obviously, it's like for people who sell stuff, or, you know, PPI and RTA. So things like that.
Yeah, people got your information, know how you are as a consumer, what's called your consumer identity, what your online identity.
Okay, I get you, yeah.
And then they can target you as a potential customer. Yeah. So they buy everyone who's interested in caps.
It's sort of...
Which is just you, for example. If we're picking
it's, it's sort of impossible to fight that, though, right? Because you're pressured into... For example, getting a contract or signing up to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because everyone's doing it.
Should we accept it now? That's the question.
I don't think
it's a bit late for that. It's a bit too late. But I don't know. I feel like you're pressured into it because you're just following everyone and it's sort of a hype. So you can't really, you'll feel left out sort of if you don't do stuff like that. Do you get what I mean? And especially with telecom companies and phone companies, if you don't do it, then you're going to be on, even if you sign up as a pay-as-you-go, they'll still pass on your information. Do you get what I mean? So you sort of, you have to do it. Otherwise, what are you going to do? You're going to, I don't know, walk to people's houses and speak to them instead of calling them over the phone. Do you get what I mean? The stuff you can't really fight. Yeah. With corporations, they have the power. Do you get what I mean?
I want to change the topic a little bit and finalize on this. What is, because we are Generation 2.0 and we like to talk about or are interested in young people's aspirations and young people's obstacles. So if you've got a particular idea of what's annoying you in the system being the education system or the job market or whatever, and you think it needs to change and you've got an idea how to change it, then we'd love to hear it. So now I want to finish on this for everyone here. What is, for you, the number one best job in the world that you could do if you could just walk into it tomorrow? Abdullah, start with you.
Probably a football player, to be honest.
Wow.
Getting played to kick a ball around.
Wow. Why am I not surprised?
Tell a very me popular one. I mean, even if you don't like football that much, have you seen the money that these guys make? Like, Lovren makes 100 grand.
Lovren makes 100 grand and he's a deadest defender.
How he defends.
My left foot's better than him.
If you could do anything and you're good at it, then, and it's something that you do anyways on a regular with your mates, why not do it for a job?
Shots are being sent to Lovren. We would like to be football players.
I like that pun, I like the pun.
What?
Shots being fired at Lovren. But anyway.
Oh, I see. I didn't even realise the pun.
Yeah, so... I was just going to say, nobody really likes working. Yeah, so if you say the ideal job, there isn't an ideal job. Nobody likes working. You're just forced to do it to live. Do you get what I mean?
I don't know. I think people like to do things.
It depends. They like to work on what they love.
Yeah, but don't call it a job, though. Do you get what I mean?
You're living, yeah.
A job.
You make money out of it, so it is a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's say, what is the best way for you to make money? Or you would find spending your day and making money?
Something you love. For example, he said he loves football.
For Talha Elgin.
I'm not Talha. You see, you keep mixing me up with my brother. I'm Zubair.
Do they look alike?
We actually don't look alike, yeah. But
it's because we used to study Quran together when we were young.
Yeah.
Quran.
And we used to study Quran. We used to go
Muslims
like this.
Islamics and that.
I just had to say.
Yo, Barry Stanton just clicked off.
It sounds amazing on the podcast. Anyone who listens will know.
That's something we can bring up. Barry Stanton, the guy on Twitter, they've actually found the real guy, and they interviewed him, and it's actually a pretty sad story because his life's actually a mess now because of it. This Barry Stanton guy.
Seriously?
People are messaging him like Brexit means Brexit and all of this stuff. It's like some guy, this old pensioner, yeah, they've used his face for a funny Twitter account, and this Twitter account's gone big where even people are shaving their heads off for the Twitter account.
Oh, people doing
the maddest stuff, yeah. So obviously now it's gone that big and people writing articles about it and everything. And they found the real guy from the picture, this pensioner, and he actually is totally against Brexit. He's like he's got like things with like European flag and stuff.
So he changed his views.
So yeah, no, people changed his views. People pretending. Same. They even changed his name. They created the name Barry Stanson. But it's his pictures. Now people find him on Facebook.
What's his real name?
Is it Nigel Addison or something like that?
Do you know Barry Stanton? Does anyone know who he actually, that guy who actually owns the Twitter account?
No, he's been suspended a few times. I think he's been suspended twice now, so it's gone fully because they've destroyed my man's life.
Yeah, it's actually sad because in the interview he was like, he almost shed a tear. Like, this guy, he's retired, he wants to live in peace, and they've used this picture for this account. But wow. I'm not going to lie, the account is very funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's bankable.
It's sad, but, you know. They've suspended the account four times. It's suspended now, you can't find it anymore. But yeah,
that's where the internet wins.
Yeah, it actually wins because after the interview, they made an account for this guy, yeah, called Nigel Addison, and it wasn't even him. Someone made a parody account with his real name, and it was like an anti. It was like an anti Barry Stanton account. Like anything Barry Stanton would say, yeah, he'd say the opposite. He'd be like, "Hey, I'm in the garden, you know, watering the flowers. I'm with Europeans coming to the UK and stuff." Just basically anti Barry Stanton. Do you get what I mean? So, the internet actually wins. You can't fight that because it's anonymous. Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny. That's deep.
Back to jobs and future. What is the best job in the world for you?
Super.
For me?
Mm.
I don't think I really have a...
But what would you like to do?
With my life? I like traveling, so I probably want to do something with traveling.
I come to my gap year after uni, shop.
Yeah, but I don't really have I don't really have an ideal job. Like for me, it's mostly freedom. I enjoy freedom, like the freedom to do anything I want. You know what I mean? If I want to, for example, that's why with university, that actually is freedom. You know, some students say, "Oh, I can't do that. I can't work with university." Yes, you can. There is time to do pursue whatever you like, and that's why we started this podcast, because we always talk about these topics. Yeah. So why not talk about podcasts and talk about it in a podcast and share it with the world? Do you know what I mean? And that's part of doing whatever you like.
I want my favorite job, because it's similar to this, but it's actually a job. I want it to be on camera, so I'm going to hold up for a sec. Eunice is back. Let us know when we're filming. What? Memory's full. Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, well, looks like the memory's full and we can't do it. But the audio, we can go on? Yeah, can I go on?
Yeah, audio. Can go on.
Oh, the Nikon. We could go on the Nikon. Shall we get it recorded?
Just get audio, yeah. We can post that on SoundCloud or whatever.
Yeah, but...
got a good topic going, I think.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. Yeah, what I'm saying is just switch that camera on and we can carry on.
Why not? Go on. Pause it for now. Pause it.
Paymo, let me clap it in.
Alright.
Oh, Abdullah did it. It's good.
A little bit of a change of a camera angle. I'm liking it. This is actually like a real podcast right
can
now.
Can you see me?
How does everyone look? We don't even need to. You know what's amazing about this? Yeah. We don't even need to look at each other. We could just look in our reflections and just be like,
yes, guys.
You know what? That's how smart is that? What do you think?
No,
Am I guessing? Tell me if I'm guessing.
A little bit.
All right.
I think let's make it conversational and just look at each other.
So what shall our last...
Mo, what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to say what my favourite job in the world would be, and the people who know me really close know this about me. Since I've grown up, I used to love those David Attenborough videos of, you know, documentaries where he travel the world and basically speak about animals and be like, "Hey, the South African hedgehog breeds for 9 months and finds a mate only after being killed by its mum."
Why does it have to be sad like that, man? Why? Do you know when you watch Planet Earth?
That did not make sense at all. Like, genuinely, did not make sense.
Have you guys ever watched like Planet Earth?
That's sick, man. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I want to do. And have you seen the one with the snakes chasing the
oh my days, that is the madness.
I've seen that.
That is
I've
mad.
Seen the penguins one time as well. Oh, how? How he robbed this girl.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he robbed the penguin. That is deep.
No, that is jokes.
That's like reality TV animals.
Yeah, for animals, and you think
Batman had a fight and he lost his girl.
I think we should put a link in the description to both of these.
Yeah. So that's classy.
Because the snake chase is absolutely the most ghetto thing I've ever seen in an animal world ever. Ever. But yeah, you can just imagine. Imagine traveling the world, looking at nature, and just talking about it. And
does he travel though?
He travels for a bit. He doesn't travel to every single thing.
Right? He's nearly dead. Right?
What a deep guy, yo.
How can you run it like that? You never know.
He's got like a cough, a sneeze, probably about, you know, two more conversations. He's basically dead. Like, that's how much he's giving out.
Is
this the guy that does Planet Earth?
Yeah, Planet Earth.
I don't think he's that bad, Mo. He's like 60, you know? He's not even that old.
No, he's not, bro. He's like 85, bro.
Don't lie to me.
Some people live to like 100 something. He's easily got another 20 years in him.
But that's the point. That's why he's not travelling the countries anymore. Because, you know,
I thought he was just a narrator, though.
Yeah, well, he is.
He
faces the camera as well when he's there. He goes there and he's like, this African rhino.
Oh, so he lives experience. Yeah.
But another time, Mo, you know, they don't actually film it. They place the cameras.
And it's a green screen.
No, not green screen. They place the camera. They'll find a place in the wild. They place the camera there and just leave it for a few months.
Those are the best ones because they pick out some mad.
Yeah, they pick out the best.
You know, you start stressing for the animals. Like, yo, they need to get away here. They're gonna die. You know them ones where the lion goes hungry. Yeah, the gazelle dies. They don't know he wants to stay alive, yo.
Yo, are you predator or prey then?
What do you mean, rooting?
I'm always predator, sorry. I know gazelles are nice, but gazelles breed a lot.
Elite like that, yo. You gotta be predator, bro.
My guy Simba all the way.
You gotta eat to live.
True.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing though, in The Lion King, the wildebeest killed the lion, didn't
they? Oh, yeah, I had half a cheese sandwich.
No, they didn't kill him intentionally though, it's because it's a stampede, so he just died in the stampede. Yeah, Scar
like,
killed him.
Yeah, if it was a court like trial, Scar would get the, you know, sentence. Like, man, I could see a man like Scar sitting on the stand and being like.
Have you noticed that Scar, there's no dark lions and Scar is a dark lion?
There's what?
There's no dark lions in the wild, but Scar is a darker lion.
Is that the guy
he's got a black mane.
Because I've only ever watched. Is this Simba you're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Lion King.
Scar has
a black mane and he's got a brown fur. There's no brown fur. There's either a white lion and there's like a slightly brown lion in the standard color that you see. And Scar is a bad guy. Have you noticed that?
Man just ruined Lion King.
I'd ruined Lion King.
Man just exposed Lion King.
I called Lion King Simba.
I know you don't like it, yo. By the way,
I let it slide. I was gonna correct you. I let it slide.
Your voice is bare close to the mic. It's like a little bit. It's fine. Just
forgive me, people.
Should we get back to the topics? Hello. This is some nice topics, you know. This is what I'm talking about. Get the banter rolling, yeah. Mm. Eunice, where you at? I'm seeing you in the reflection.
So basically,
Lion King is racist.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I've just ruined everything. Incredibles isn't, no.
What?
Incredibles isn't. There's only one black superhero.
Who's seen Black Panther?
Me.
Oh yeah, Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
I've not seen.
Wakanda forever.
I've not seen it, but Wakanda forever.
Wakanda. Wakanda forever.
Yo, do you know how everyone is saying?
How much for the
of
Wakanda?
Of course, Abdullah would know that because Lingard was it Lingard that did it?
Yeah.
Of course, cringe.
Hugs.
Ah. I think.
You mean cringe, bro.
Pugs and Lings. They're gonna break up soon, and then Kring's gonna like. Lings is gonna die himself.
What? Don't talk about Jay.
Lings is gonna cry himself to sleep when Pug leaves, isn't it?
Yo, Pugs ain't leaving, bro.
Do you know what I think is? Bro. Do you think Lings got a bit jealous when Lukaku came to United? Because he didn't chill with Pogba as much.
Nah.
I think so. I think Lings is probably sticking to Pogba.
I've noticed that, you know. Like, Pogs and Lings don't really chill together as much anymore. It's more like Rashford and Lings and.
But it's always been Marcus and Jesse. Always.
Okay, Saul's first name basis.
Nah, I always call him
Marcus and Jesse, is it?
Yeah, he got him a box, innit? So he loves him. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, he treated him to his box view.
Yeah, of course.
What did you eat there?
Jesse Lingard.
What did you
eat? To Abdullah, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Abdullah's on big things, bro.
What did you say?
I said he did. What did you eat?
What did I eat?
Yeah.
It was mad.
Was it halal though?
man had a bacon butty, yeah. Actually, guys, whilst we're on it, yo. The other day I went to this cafe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I sent it to you. Had breakfast. Where's it gone?
Which cafe was it?
Look how dodgy this. I was about to say it was a halal, like full English breakfast, but I'm not gonna lie.
That looks nice, man.
That turkey is looking suspect, yo. I was thinking, I was eating it and it was nice. I was like, smoky and everything. I was like, yo, is this halal, yo?
But it's too nice. It might not be
box,
halal.
You know, it was mad in the box because obviously afterwards you go in the lounge as well. More food. You get to see the players and that. Not all of them. I only got to see like Martial, De Gea, and. But I got to see Pogba and that. It was a bit peak.
What, is this like half time or after?
Oh, this is after the match. Like all the players pack up and that and go see their families. And basically, there's like food there and like there's like little bar thing where you can get like a.
Like a buffet type.
Yeah, buffet type thing, innit? Right. Obviously, I've seen Chris Smalling there. I totally avoided him. No live for Mikey Smalling, innit? So I go sit right behind Martial. Grab a bit of prawns and rice. Best prawns and rice I'll ever have. And obviously he starts eating the same thing.
You started chilling with Martial right next to him. You were chilling right next to him.
Nah, he was behind me exactly. He was literally like.
So you just you can chill in the same area as the players. Yeah.
Nah, it was just that day because obviously Jay Ling's and that.
So Jay Ling's went up to you personally and said, "Yo."
Nah, it was through his brother, but like after the game.
Abdul, you need to sort us out with some tickets, you know. With Man United v Liverpool, be in the box and I corrupt some United fans.
I'm not going to put a Liverpool fan in the United box.
Yeah. See, this guy, yo, he's actually... last time I asked him for tickets here for Liverpool, he was like, I'd rather give all tickets to United fans before giving it to Liverpool fans. Yeah,
he's genuinely serious.
I'm not just his boy, I'm his cousin.
One second, fair point. That. Guys, if I found a ticket in the Anfield, in the home end, yeah, for Liverpool against United, the first guy I'd go to is him.
Who?
Because he's a Liverpool fan.
Of course it makes sense. But I'm not going to get a United end ticket at Old Trafford. Yeah. For versus United against City. Liverpool. Oh. Yeah. And then give it to a Liverpool fan.
He's your boy.
I don't care.
This guy is it.
I've got about 10 people that want tickets every week.
Football over friends for some people.
Yeah.
See if we agree. I'm a United fan, by the way. I'll take it. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Big man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Carl told me it before you.
Mo's a United fan. He's good.
Plus, why would you spend that much money on to be in the United and then when you score, you're silent, or when we score, you're in tears?
Wrapping it up. Let's do a wrap to wrap it up.
Is that that's all we have for today, people?
Yeah. One sec, let's drop a beat. Let's drop a beat. Let's wrap it up. No, we need to drop a beat. It needs to stay. All right. Even if we edit,
Abdullah wants to drop.
Why am I so? I don't know why, but you. If there's one person that could do with the shield issue,
it's me. It's me, Khsara, bro. I thought the idea as well.
No, because you, you are you're used to YouTube.
I'm a loud geezer.
That was sick, by the way.
As you can see,
that whispering was sick.
This is a sick hand.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Tupac changes people.
Facebook 2018.
Abdullah, copyright.
Totally the instrumental.
Oh, still an instrumental. Okay.
What?
Turn it down so I can outro it.
We're gonna edit this anyway. So. We're ending it, yeah.
Yeah, we're editing it. Put this on whilst I rap.
Thank you very much, people, for listening. I am now shouting over changes.
What? Yo.
He's not even rapping.
No changes. We don't do no changes.
Changes.
Yeah, so, let's
changes like...
All right, Abdullah, let me wrap it up.
Jose Mourinho doesn't make the right changes.
Regardless
of the changes.
Yeah.
Martial
on the left
hand
changes.
All
right.
Guardiola.
Yo, let me wrap it up. This is all, yeah.
Okay, this is...
Barcelona style of play.
Change.
Changes.
Giving
Gixi
to the end of the season,
changes. All right,
so...
Yo, boys, can I wrap this up now?
Yeah, Rafael.
We're trying to make $1 million. Changes.
carry on with your outro. Come on.
These are the not one. Abdullah, turn it down for what, please.
Let's wrap this up. Come on.
Basically, thank you very much for listening, people. I hope you enjoyed the second podcast. And if you have any sort of feedback or any comment you want to leave, put it on the YouTube video. We'll be putting this on YouTube, or even in the Instagram of this. Of this podcast. So I've been Yunus Bin Ali. This has been Generation 2.0. This has been the Sit Down Episode 2. Thank you very much.
You can't just say your name.
It's alright. Yeah, so they've actually had enough of our names, but okay.
They don't know you.
Carry on, carry on.
Mo's getting angry here.
No, I'm not getting angry. I'm just saying, you know, we got to say
just,
everyone.
Yeah, just
all right, when I say I've been Yunus Benali, everyone else says that I've been
this person. Listen. I know, I was waiting for
bro,
for
state
oh,
your
were
name
you? My bad. I thought no one was going to say it, that's why.
No.
State
my bad.
Your name, cuss.
Okay, let me go again. Right. Thank you very much, people. This is a wrap on our second podcast of The Sit Down. This has been Generation 2.0. I have been Yunus Benali.
I've been Muhammad Toomey.
And that has been Abdullah Gleo and Zubair. And thank you very much. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Stop it.